Welcome back. Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Hope you're having a nice Friday. It's an open line Friday here on the show. 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. Joining me right now to talk about some very big issues that are going on along the border is the managing director of Breitbart, Texas, Brandon Darby. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chad.
Absolutely. This is a very important story that is happening along the Texas-Mexico border that has really started picking up a little bit of momentum national and nationwide. Drudge Report has been picking up the stories from Breitbart, Texas, regarding Texas Border Patrol agents really being overrun and being overrun in the future with children that are flowing over the border now.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday we released over 40 photographs that were internal federal government photographs, safe to say secret photographs, that showed children, foreign children, packed into BBP detention cells that are also, as we've covered, infested with licensed scabies. It was pretty shocking, I think, for people to see the conditions that the children were living in. Not, I mean, on a number of levels. You know, there's the concept of, A, that we're being overrun with children across our border, B, the Border Patrol is overwhelmed, and C, that there are children living in these conditions inside our country. I think that it was shocking across the board.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous situation, you know, for the kids and really for everyone involved in this, because in your story you talk about how, you know, there are girls as young as 12. It looks like in some of the photos a lot younger than 12 years old, many of whom are coming across the border without parents. They're coming across with other family members. You know, a lot of these families from Central America, they're just hearing, hey, the border is open, apparently, and you can just send your kids up. And the United States, what the policy has been for the United States is, what, we just, you know, we don't send them back, that once you're here, correct?
That is correct. We also ran another story that was actually broken by a TV station in the Valley in McAllen, Texas, I believe. And it was a woman talking about that. You know, word of mouth is very powerful in Central America, as far as getting messages across the communities. And the general narrative there is that send your kids, America won't turn them away. And so parents being faced with, I mean, we can't imagine sending our kids across cartel-ridden lands to go into a foreign country without us. But I think if, you know, it might be different if you were from a land where your kids were being taken and forced to join, you know, MS-13 and other criminal gangs are being taken and forced into sex slavery. And, I mean, just an atrocious situation going on. I think that that's a lot of what's going on. And I think a lot of it, too, is just a magnet. I mean, you have leaders in the Republican Party and folks in the Democratic Party talking about amnesty, trying to extend rights and benefits to people who come illegally. And like it or not, I mean, even though we do obviously have to have a conversation about immigration, and we obviously have to have a conversation and actually start enforcing security on our border, these conversations have to take place. But the fact that they are taking place is why so many people, there's the surge of people crossing the border. What's very concerning is that there's been, in the last 2 months, there's been a 90% increase in the number of children under the age of 12 who have been coming into the United States illegally by themselves, unaccompanied minors, they're called. And that's what we tried to show, is like, what is the effect of the open border? You know, a lot of left-of-center people will say, hey, look at the humanitarian issue here. A lot of right-of-center people would say the same thing, but say, hey, look at the border security issue here. And I think that's why the story has done so well and why the message has gotten out. And it's now being published in the UK. It made Mexico's largest paper, the Drudge Report, Fox News, I believe CNN stepped in, Telemundo. Yeah. I mean, across the board, everyone has been showing these pictures. And I think that's why, it's because it crashes everyone's narrative to some extent, but it also reinforces everyone's narrative. It kind of transcends the political spectrum. when you see images of little kids packed and crammed into a cell where they can barely lay down, they can't lay on their backs, they're so crowded they have to lay on their sides. When you see this, it's just shocking. So I think that's what the deal is.
Well, when you, we're getting into the summer now, and it's going to be really hot on the border. This can't be a safe situation, for anyone, much less children who are coming by themselves. You said it's a 90% in the last few months, a 90% increase in kids coming by themselves. What kind of danger does this pose, not only to the Border Patrol, but to the kids? And is the, is the administration doing anything at all besides saying, we're going to talk about policies that will just continue to allow people to feel like they can just come over?
Well, let's be clear about what's going on. Here's what we know as fact. We know that the human trafficking corridors in Mexico are controlled by Mexican cartels, by coyotes. The coyotes are controlled by cartels. We know that, just through our own reporting, there was a recent case in Pennsylvania where a large cartel operation was busted. We've reported on cases in Washington State, all throughout the Bakken region of South Dakota, all throughout Texas, all throughout California, all throughout most of the states most of the United States that cartel operations are occurring. So we know that we have a limited number of Border Patrol agents and that there are huge swaths of our border that are currently unprotected and left wide open. We know that these cartels want to have more access and more have fewer Border Patrol agents on patrol. And we also know that this large influx of children and the large influx of illegal immigrants, like it's not just children, but it's adults as well. We know that they are not running from Border Patrol. They are seeking out Border Patrol to say, here I am, help me, once they get across the border. So when you put all of the things we know together, what you find is a situation that's very beneficial to narcotics traffickers and cartels and other transnational criminal organizations for this influx to be occurring, because the Border Patrol agents are not on the border. A lot of them now are having to be in these facilities dealing with these people, and they're taken off the job doing paperwork because every time they go out, somebody comes up to them or a large group comes up to them and says, help me. And so then the Border Patrol is gone. So what do you have? You have a huge swath of land that now has no Border Patrol agents. So what, who does that benefit? So when we talk about what's occurring, I mean, it's actually quite sinister. I don't think it's sinister on the part of the children. And I don't even think it's sinister on the part of a lot of the parents who are just like, gosh, my kid's about to get killed or sold into sex trafficking. I have to do something to save my kid. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But I also understand that the criminal organizations who are creating that situation, they have high incentive to create more of that situation when that situation results in them having carte blanche to ship narcotics across our border.
Visiting with Brandon Darby, Breitbart, Texas. It's definitely a terrible situation that's going on. They say by the end of the year, they expect over 60,000 kids to come across, and it's not just kids, it's other people as well. Is there any reason behind this 90% increase in the last couple of months?
Well, I think the 90% increase, let's look at the math. Since 2009, the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has steadily risen. Over the last few months, it's increased 90%. Last couple of months, excuse me, 2 months, it's increased by 90%. What's behind that is that now the word is out that if you send your kids, the United States won't send your kids away. That the United States, if you send a kid across the border, 90% chance the kid's going to get to stay, the kid's going to get education, everything paid for. It's going to end up in a foster home that's probably safer than where you were to begin with. Your kid's going to get U.S. citizenship eventually, and your kid's going to have all the benefits of U.S. citizenship. Not to say that your kid isn't going to be a hard worker or that your kid's going to be a criminal, or I'm not even going there. But that is the reality. So what would a parent do in Central America? An impoverished parent whose everyday gangs show up to check and see if the daughter's old enough yet to be sold it, to be taken and sold into sex slavery. Like, what would a parent do?
Right.
So the word is out. The cat is out of the bag that we do not send children away.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Brandon Darby, appreciate your time today. We'll let you get back to the excellent reporting that you've been doing about the border. And, of course, people can read it at Breitbart, Texas. Go to Breitbart.com, and you can click on Breitbart, Texas, and see all the news stories that has gone national. And, Brandon, appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me on, Chad.
Anytime.